From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. At this hour on Capitol Hill, the Senate is still in session, trying to wrap up crucial business before the end of the year. The House has passed a $388 billion spending measure that funds the federal government. The Senate will vote on the bill shortly. But the top news of the day is that the intelligence reform legislation sparked by the 9/11 Commission appears to be dead. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol. Hi, Andrea.
Hi there, Jennifer.
So let's start with intelligence reform. What happened?
Jennifer, those of us who are lucky enough to be up on Capitol Hill for this one of the final days of the 108th have witnessed the most amazing game of brinksmanship that I have ever seen personally. The entire Senate, Republicans and Democrats, negotiating with the House Republicans. The Senate is joined by the Democrats on the House side. They've gone back and forth over several different provisions. One of the key provisions is immigration reform, specifically the kinds of documentation you need as an illegal alien or an alien of any kind to get a driver's license. This provision that would allow law enforcement to deport people they suspect are terrorists without first going through any kind of judicial proceeding. These kinds of things, which many have considered throughout the negotiations on this bill as being the more conservative, the more right-wing, if you will, provisions in the bill. It appears that at the middle of the day, it seemed like they had a deal on this bill, that it didn't include those provisions I just talked about, but that over in the Senate, they had given a little bit on the idea of the National Intelligence Director not having full budget authority, but having some checks through the Pentagon. And so these things that our listeners have been hearing about for weeks came to a head. The Senate, one of the senators who walked out of this thing, flashed the V sign and asked for a cigar. It looked like it was a done deal. And then the Republicans went into a closed conference. And when they came out, we heard that conservatives among the House Republicans were very upset at the fact that these immigration proposals didn't make the final bill. They were unhappy with some of the powers that would be taken out of the Pentagon, and it all ended up falling apart.
Well, Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine seemed to be holding out some hope. Let's hear what she said.
I, for one, have not given up because this is too important to give up on. I'm very disappointed that these objections have been raised in the 11th hour and have temporarily derailed this bill.
What do you think the odds are, Andrea? Is it dead?
Well, both sides are saying they're still in, but that's sort of a procedural thing that the sessions are still open, and it's not looking good. One of the negotiators themselves told me that they didn't think that this could be reopened at this point.
Well, on to the huge spending bill known as the Omnibus Spending Bill. What is in there?
The question, Jennifer, is what isn't in this bill? Most of the federal government is funded with this bill. It should have come by the rules of the House before October 1st, when the new fiscal year started. It's months late. It includes funding for almost any agency that you can think of outside of the Defense Department and Homeland Security. I'm talking the Justice Department, the State Department, HUD, the Veterans Administration. I mean, just about everything. And, of course, it has thousands and thousands of earmarks for specific projects at the local level. I mean, I've just seen a few of them by flipping open the book. You can find $1 million for the Missouri Pork Producers Federation to convert animal waste into energy, and $25,000 for a curriculum to develop the study of mariachi music. This is all over the country, and so it's just full of stuff.
Well, there's a controversial provision about abortion in the bill. Many Democrats, including Representative Barbara Lee of California, protested.
Is this the beginning of the end of constitutionally protected health care for women? It's really a dark day for women throughout the land, and we must fight back.
Andrea, what's this provision about?
The provision protects hospitals, insurance providers, and HMOs, any kind of health organization like that, who decides that they do not want to provide abortions even when they are deemed necessary by a doctor. It protects them. It keeps them out of lawsuits. And there was a possibility of a stink over this. So on the Senate side, Barbara Boxer of California, mm-hmm. a Democrat, said that she was going to kick up a lot lot of dust about this. She apparently, last word, has made a deal with Senator Bill Frist, the majority leader of the Senate, to not kick up a fuss. Instead, he has promised her apparently a vote on a repeal of that provision by March 1st. Of course, if the Senate votes to repeal it, the House would have to, and that's really not likely.
All right. NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol. Thank you.
You're welcome.